My mouse pad doesn't want to work. There it goes. Hello, America. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This week, Ryan will tell us about a good movie he saw the other night.
Sure.
also, the hurricanes, forest fires, and more. Donald's still the president. We go there now.
The Ad Hominem Attack Show.
Remember, they are not on your side. They will use anything that you say to try to insult you and put you down.
Your shirt really is horrific. I can't stand it right now. That's a terrible fucking shirt. It's making me mad.
I said a word wrong, and then all of a sudden I'm coming dust.
When they employ this tactic, their objective is transparently obvious.
No, why would I talk?
Are you happy that you got the user drop? Fucking asshole. Derailing my fucking rant. God damn it.
They're importing his new teeth from the Holocaust Museum.
If his facial hair could talk, it would say, "Yeah, man, I know how to run a Ferris wheel."
Chad, you've been fingered by more step uncles than a copy of Guns and Ammo magazine.
You look like every girl who goes on a party with a white guy in a black lady.
You don't know the rule? As if to imply there is a rule. That when a quote-unquote comedian attempts to engage with you, you have to respond. Why? To help facilitate your own ridicule?
The Ad Hominem Attack Show.
We're back.
I just like how pleased you are with your fucking hyper-produced...
It took me 4 hours.
I bet it did.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. It's a very long fucking intro that we have to sit here looking like puds.
When's this gonna I think it gives us a chance to, just mentally prepare. Remember how funny we've been in the past.
That's true. Well, welcome this week's guest, comedian Mike Strank, everybody.
Hello, how's it going?
Oh, it's going.
I was waiting for the audience to answer him.
I thought we were going live.
How is it going out there?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Shit fucked up, man.
Happy 9/11, guys.
Oh, yeah, it is
9/11. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Did you get anything under your 9/11 trees this morning?
Celebrate the holiday.
The whole family gather around.
I went to a 7-Eleven today. That should count somehow.
Yeah.
Only if you were burning it down.
I mean, if you think about it, they've probably done more damage to American population than 9/11.
That's true. They really have.
All the poison they sell.
44-ounce sodas.
It's like 3,000 people died 9/11. How many feet have been lost from all the their assorted candies?
I went to Japan this summer, and 7-Eleven is the main... convenience store everywhere. Really? It's just like, I think at one point a Japanese company bought it. They were like, this is great, we need this everywhere.
Number one convenience store, American style.
And it's they don't have Slurpees though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird. They just have bags of rice instead.
I would expect nothing different.
Overpriced, conveniently sized.
Yeah.
And before I get your messages, I have Asian people in my family, so fuck off.
I'm attracted to Asian people.
I am as well. I'm dating one.
My grandfather defended Japanese internment camps, but I mean, he was alive then, so he doesn't know what day it is now, so it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It was a different time.
Right? Yeah, it was a different time. I guess, you know, we could. It's still not defendable, but.
Right. I can count the decades it's been on less than two both hands.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, nobody's here. I'm not here to say that Japanese internment camps were right, but...
people were scared. Airplanes hit an island off the coast.
That wasn't a state yet.
Did you ever see Oliver Stone did this documentary series, like The Untold History of the United States? And it's all, the first episode is about how they didn't have to drop the bomb or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, actually, just through freak, like, politics and, you know, like, horse trading insider bullshit, the president at the time should have been his vice president from the past two, like, administrations or whatever, from his past two terms. And he was, his name was Henry Wallace, and he was, like, an avowed, like, pacifist and, like, basically a communist or whatever. That, like, we came that close to fucking making it all right, but we didn't.
Damn.
And then a bunch of people died.
I went to Hiroshima, and, like, it's nuts. Yeah.
Didn't you say it was really super emotional?
Yeah, I cried. I never cry. I cry at E.T. in Hiroshima. That's about it.
6 million Jews. I'm getting my disasters mixed up. I was going to say 6 million Jews or one alien. That was not the same thing. That's not where that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the Peace Museum, man. It's heavy. They were renovating it, and there's a hallway that, like, the what they were renovating, the part they were renovating that you couldn't go into, it had all personal belongings. Mm. So they took some of that stuff and brought it into the other side, which is just facts about it.
Did they make you wear a lead vest when you're walking?
No. No. But they had a gift shop, which is weird. Like, I'm all
about it. Come on.
Replicas of burned out buildings.
So, like an incomplete Lego set. Of Hiroshima.
Oh, look, there's a human shaped shadow on it.
Yeah, that's what the mug is.
Wacky
shapes. Lego, the little square Lego guy.
Yeah, and I there's just the quotes from the last quotes of children.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I just started crying.
What was that? It's bright out here.
At least we don't have school.
Honestly, like, I welcome that. Like, I would fucking that the day that the day that, like, a nuclear explosion happens in this country or whatever, I think that would be the greatest day ever, because then you could, like, legitimately.
Why don't
not
you
go to
just
work.
Kill yourself solo?
No.
Quit trying to take everyone
clarify.
Out.
I should clarify. Not anywhere near us. Just the fact that once that happens, because it's going to happen.
Here no, first. Yeah, I get it. You hope it's like Atlanta or something where it takes.
Preferably a weeks city or where, months. Well, for... the football team I don't like. So, yes, Atlanta would work.
That's a good place. Atlanta's cool. I like Atlanta.
I've never been, but I am not a fan of either the Hawks or the Falcons. Mm-hmm. And they're fucking nor the Braves. Fuck the Braves too. I think the Braves don't get as much.
There's one racist team name, isn't it?
The Braves.
Yeah. The Braves. I think they. Yeah, they never get shit. They used to do the tomahawk chop. Yeah. Do they still do that? I haven't seen the Braves haven't been good in a long time.
Like, I bet they do.
I bet they still do, but I can't imagine. Because I remember in the 90s, it was a thing when all those guys were good.
They've barely let go of the tradition of owning people in Georgia. I bet they still do the same rally things.
Well, don't they have that big, it's like the biggest Confederate, it's like where the states intersect, like Tennessee, Georgia.
I don't know. That's like where I lived.
It's like on the side of a mountain.
Oh, I've heard about that.
You know what I'm talking
about? That's where I lived, but I don't know about that.
How do you not know about that?
I fucking didn't dig around in the Confederate shit over there. I saw, we went with my brother to his friend's house once, and the parents were gone, so they showed us his grandpa's Klan robe.
Oh, really? Yeah. Jesus.
That's
Christ.
Nuts.
Yeah.
I lived in northern Kentucky. And
Cincinnati.
Yeah, basically. We were like 40 minutes away from Cincinnati.
I lived in Cincinnati for a while.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we used to go to Reds games and stuff. That was when Marge Schott was still there.
Oh,
remember her?
Yeah,
she
absolutely.
Would just say racist shit regularly.
Oh, yeah. Like, just out loud.
And so,
what was the... Oh, look it up.
I don't follow sports at all, but I remember this. Yeah. A big story.
Marge Schott. Because then she died, like, not all that recently, but recently enough. When she was back in the news. She said something. It was like horrifically. It's like funny. It's so racist.
Yeah. Like, and she was. But Cincinnati, favorite. Like, didn't they have like a race type riot within the past 10 years?
Yeah,
like, they still.
Absolutely.
It's a weird city. Yeah, it's a fucking. And Larry Flint's from there. That was kind of cool.
Larry Flint.
And Springer.
Springer's from?
He was the mayor. I don't know if he's from.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
there,
yeah.
He was the mayor for
he
a
was
while.
The mayor for a minute.
Paid for a fucking prostitute with a check.
Yeah. That's... Paved the way for Donald Trump, some might say.
I'd much rather have Jerry Springer as president than Donald Trump as president.
Yeah.
Because I think Jerry Springer knew it was a joke with everything he was doing. Yeah. Yeah, it was a weird time. But I remember that we grew up in Campbell County. I lived in Campbell County, and the team was the Campbell County Camels. And every triple C. But every once in a while, someone would do Campbell County Camels with all K's. And you'd see that every once in a while.
Here is the Marge Schott quote that she got in trouble for. Everybody knows he was good at the beginning, but he just went too far. On Adolf Hitler.
Well, you know, he got reelected because the economy was booming.
Yeah.
Which I'm a little nervous.
I know.
I just watched that interview today that Steve Bannon did on 60 Minutes yesterday.
No, he got an interview by 60 Minutes?
Yeah, yeah. It was like a half hour. Like,
holy
shit.
That's only 30 minutes.
I don't. That's true. Yeah, you're right. They kind of buried the lead there. That should have been the story.
Half-ass Bannon.
Wait a minute. But, outside of, like, the fucking, obviously, like, the virulent racism portion of it, because he did, like, fucking go in there about, like, immigrants and, like, how, like, this country is blah, 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 built on fucking non-immigrants, which is patently false. But,
yeah, yeah.
He's the only person, and I hesitate to say this, but he's really the only person that I've ever heard in... say out loud between any politician that, like, yeah, like, this country is getting fucked by lobbyists and special interests. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, that's a part of it. He was the one, part of the reason why he resigned, I guess, is internally he was trying to advocate for a higher tax, taxing people making over $1 million by, like, 50%.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I can't, like, that's why, halfway that's why Trump got elected, man. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I think that most of the people that support him are racist, flat out. But, like, there is, it's, he, from, for every fucking 20 lies that he says one kernel of truth, and, like, people, the middle class
well, that
is getting
was,
fucked by, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because in the lead up to it, I feel like people
he's
were
not genuine in it. But.
More people were coming around to the idea that the government's fucking us through, like, with the whole lobby situation and all that, and you know, campaign finance.
He's not wrong.
And they tapped into that,
but then didn't do anything.
That truth, but like, more of like, these people are crooks. We're better crooks.
I mean, I don't think they explicitly say that, but yes, that's the point.
No, I heard it.
I also just think that everyone's dumb.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're just like, well, that guy's on TV. I know his face.
That's true. I mean, that's probably... Actually, that probably lends more credence to anything.
I mean, I don't know. I feel... Yeah. I mean, I think, like, if you voted for Trump in the first... I mean, the thing is, we're not even on a year...
I know, that's what they're
saying. Yeah.
It's the craziest part. Like, but let's say you voted for Trump and you were defending him. You had up until Charlottesville where you could be like, you could kind of, to me, like,
economic stuff.
Some, but like, and if you now have to, like.
But that's what it is. I mean, you're exactly right. There's still that 30% that are going to back him no matter what,
after
Charlottesville, and like, that's probably a fair percentage. 30% of this country is like virulently racist.
I would say it's more. I think
it's
30%
more,
is like comfortably comfortably racist.
Exactly.
I don't know, it's weird.
I mean, 50% of all people are below average intelligence. Well, that's just how the math works.
Fucking.
That's how you get the average.
Only 33% of white males voted against Trump. 66% of every white man in this country voted for fucking Donald.
Is that just the people that voted, though?
It's just the people how
many
that voted.
Like, I know a bunch of, like, not a bunch, but I know a bunch of people that, like, voted for Jill Stein because they hated Hillary.
I don't know.
So like, much. I know enough, like, not enough, but, like,
We voted. Like, I even, Sarah, remember that?
For Trump?
Like, no, on the day, like, I was like, I guess we're going to have to fucking, because we're in Ohio, you know what I mean?
That's the only reason I voted for Hillary. It's a battleground state.
And I voted, I donated money to Bernie Sanders' campaign. I super hate Hillary Clinton. But, you know, it was a battleground state, and I did my part.
Yeah.
So anybody that fucking, like, comes at me about, like, well, you didn't do your best to get Hillary, fuck you, run a different and better
Hillary campaign. Didn't do her best to get Hillary elected.
Exactly. No, yeah. No.
I never understood why people hated Hillary so much. And I don't know if it's just because I never paid attention to her ever. Mm. And there's, like, I guess there's good reasons to hate her, but I never understood. Like, I don't know.
There's a definite element of misogyny to it.
At the very least, she's just typical, like, 80s style politician. Yeah. It's just.
For sure. She's a career, like,
baby kissing.
Yeah.
Just goofball.
But I like how, like, the problem, like, there's so many good reasons to hate her from every side.
Mm.
Like, if you're, like, a liberal, you'd be like, she's a neoliberal. She's, like, did, like, the super, the super felons or whatever, the super criminal or whatever, this bullshit in the 90s. And then, like, does all this other bullshit. She's a hawk and all this other stuff. So there's, like, really good criticisms. And then there's still people that are just going to be like, well, she's stupid. Oh, yeah, I don't want her to get her period.
Yeah.
That's, like, legit what the guys think will happen.
We'll go to war every month.
Wait, this is great. Have you ever heard this clip? Hillary Clinton.
I will be reintroducing the Count Every Vote Act to ensure that every voter is given the opportunity to vote, that every vote is counted, and each voter is given the chance to verify his or her vote before it is cast and made permanent. We have to stay awake.
Right. It's coming up.
We have a march a long to finish. On this Lord's Day, let us say with one voice, the words of James Cleveland's great freedom hymn, I don't feel no ways tired.
Oh, man.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that is pretty accurate.
Cringy, pandering cunt.
I don't feel no ways tired. Ugh.
And it's still somehow not as bad.
The guy that's in the office. I know.
That's awesome.
I know, but like.
She could have just said, well, my black over here. That's what he said. I saw it on video.
My black. I don't know, man. Like, it's just so depressing to me that there's nothing. Like, they're doubling down on the same strategy. Like, we're not Trump.
You know, it might not work.
It won't.
He's going to be fucking president for life, man. I'm telling you.
Because the people it's also not, they're not for him. They're for anything that upsets libtards.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I mean, that's like their whole driving force.
Well, like I was telling you earlier, I bought that book about I think it's called Kill All Normies, but like it's the culture wars of the 90s. Just like this is this logical conclusion in the internet age. It's the most outrageous that could possibly be in reaction to the most outrageous, like fucking Tumblr shit. You know what I mean? Like Tumblr progressivism and stuff like that. It's not. There's a point to be had about, like, I hate all that. That fucking intersectionality stuff, you know what I mean? Like, again, for the 9 millionth time, we should all be on the same side, united over class, you know what I mean? Not about, like, fucking.
Yeah.
Which is easy for me to say as a white guy. You know what I mean?
United, like, against white feminism.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. No, but, like, united against, like, there very clearly is a one. That's why Occupy resonated so much with people. You know what I mean? Yeah. It really is a 1%.
But did it?
I think it resonated, but then it was like, this is cool, guys. Let's keep on sitting here.
Yeah.
That's where it died. I don't know. I wish it would, I agree. I think class is – no one talks about class.
No, not a single politician talks
about class. Well, because they're in the high class. Right. I mean, they're in the upper echelon. Right. And especially like the idea – like Americans don't understand that there's class.
Absolutely.
Like they – like if you talk to the average guy –
because everybody thinks they'll win the lottery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The thing is like – I'm a teacher. Just please don't tell anyone. And then like I'll make
a pseudonym. You're fine.
Yeah. I'll make less than a plumber.
Yeah.
But I'll technically be in a class above a plumber if you talk to like the average person to be like, who's better?
Right. Absolutely.
Me or you know what I mean? It's like there's like a different class and it's bullshit. But that plumber who makes like double what I make will be considered to be less than in the eyes of like some educated person, which is like, so it's not, it's like, it's money also that's class, but it's also like just weird.
It's stigmas.
Yeah. There's like weird bullshit that like is around with it. I don't know. Like, because like my uncle was a plumber, a great uncle was a plumber and he was fucking loaded forever.
A ton of money.
Loaded forever. And
dude,
but
I think maybe it's because the term working class.
Yeah.
And those kind of people, you know, they consider plumbing work where they don't consider teaching like work.
Yeah.
Like physical labor. Physical labor.
That's definitely
is
true.
The thing.
Like,
teachers get like a ton of shit for like, well, you get 2 months off. It's like, well, yeah, but like fucking you work like.
Yeah.
You're working many hours a day. Right?
The other thing I'm like, well, is that all right? Force a 9-year-old to go to school every day all year and see how good he feels afterwards.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Like, I mean, yeah, make me work more, whatever. That's fine. If you want to do that, then like spread it out there. Like, I have no problem with year-round schooling, but then like parents are like, well, I want to go on vacation with my kids if they can afford vacation or like other shit, but. Yeah,
They say that in Medina.
In the school district I work in.
Full disclosure, we went to the same high school together.
Yeah, so we agree on everything.
Basically.
We have the same prejudices.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've had like different uncles that do like machine shops or construction.
They make a fuck ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can, but they're also alcoholics, so they're not.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've been to several different of those jobs.
Every person I've...
But that's like the running thing. Like, some fucking college boy just got hired making more than me and wants to tell me how to do my job. But it's like, well, because he studied, like, knows what.
I won't disclose what I do. I just.
Suck dicks.
Yeah, I suck dicks. But like
some college kid does it better
and tells him how to do it.
That's very true. And it's like people fucking dislike me. And
educated fag.
Yeah. And it's like, well, but you make like fucking 3 times the amount of money than I do. You know what I mean? Cause you're in a union and I am not.
Yeah. I just wish people, like, I get mad when someone argues about, like, it's like, why do fast food people want to make $15 and I'm like, so they can buy stuff and live?
Yeah.
So they could not, and,
well,
you know, maybe
also,
they want to enjoy life.
People have they don't think about how much money the owners and, like,
that's
people make. Like, with the football thing,
Kaepernick
and, you know, maybe if I could make millions
bullshit.
Of dollars to play a game, you know.
I know.
But
the owners have millions of fucking dollars.
Yeah.
Mostly made from shady industries like credit card companies and mortgage companies and stuff like that.
Or gas stations.
Yeah, or bilking truckers out of fucking rebates. Yes.
And not allowing fucking lot lizards there. I know a manager of one of those. He has to chase them off. Those truckers are sad now.
The Flying J on the way to Columbus on 71. It's on Delaware Delaware exit. That's the only place in the world I have ever seen a for real actual glory hole. There's a for real glory hole.
Where's that at?
The Flying
You don't
J.
don't tell everyone. Just
oh wait, yeah,
draw
sorry.
A map.
No, I was going to take a picture of it, but I was afraid that somebody was, like, on the other side. So
ready to
hear the click of my camera. And Like, this is going to be an uncomfortable shit.
A wide no pictures, stance. No pictures.
My friend works at, he's like a manager. What's Flying J and what's the other one, Haslamones?
It's like, fuck, what is it?
Pilot?
Pilot, yeah.
I think he works at a pilot.
Yeah. And it's Pilot Flying J. Is the fucking...
And the thing is like, because those jobs are so terrible, they give you like this crazy bonus if you make it 10 years. So he has two kids. Because it's like, if you're managing one of those, it's like a decent salary. Sure. But like, it's still like, truckers, I would love to just listen to a trucker that's lucid. Just tell me about his life, because I feel like most of them aren't. Because he's like, I have to sometimes go out there and bang on the trucks because they'll just sleep for like, because they are nuts.
Oh, I
you can hear them all over like any show that's on XM on satellite radio. Mm-hmm. They have regular callers that are truckers.
And they're nuts.
They're, yeah.
Well, I mean, you'd have to be nuts. The fucking, that's your day-to-day life. Yeah. Just driving. I fucking hate driving on the highway. Anything, yeah. Any car trip that's longer than like an hour is fucking torturous.
Yeah. And they're not, like, they don't stop so they can make money. And it's just like, my friend will just like,
doing math and
shit. Yeah, pick up like 44-ounce soda things full of human shit. Just like in the parking lot. And just regularly die from just like, they're just nuts.
There's piss jugs all over the freeways.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. That's like an Instagram account, I think. It's like Trucker Bob or something like that in Akron.
Actually, when I was going to good old Medina, just talking about piss jugs on the highway, I saw one of the best things ever on the highway. There was like 4 dead deer on 71, and someone put balloons on all of them. It was the funniest. Whatever hero did that. There's just balloons with helium just floating on these dead deer carcasses. And it was the best thing I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, 71, that whole stretch to Columbus is just a deer graveyard.
There's nothing there, man. There's nothing anywhere in this state outside of like Columbus, Cleveland, and fucking Cincinnati.
Don't forget Dayton.
I was going to say Dayton, but Dayton's not.
I don't think we need to mention Dayton. Sorry, Dayton.
What a shithole.
Sorry, one person that listens from Dayton.
My favorite part about it is how
shit move.
Only Ohio good thing is. Dayton's ever done is Kamari Stevens.
Is that Superhead? Kamari?
No. Kamari's Columbus. He's in New Orleans now.
Kamari
Never Steve. Mind.
I thought you were talking about the porn star, Superhead.
No.
I think that's her name. Oh, Corinne Stevens.
Buddy, Kamari. You ever met Kamari?
No.
Okay. I think you have it. No?
Possibly. Maybe.
I think the Royal Rumble thing you came
out he was there.
Before he was on.
Oh, yeah. That was the first time I saw you. I remember that was like, that was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah.
And he was like, look at this fucking mush mouth fucking piece of shit.
No.
It's probably like,
okay, that was just me.
This guy's pretty funny.
That's what I thought. I was like, hey, that guy was really funny.
Yeah.
There's some views, you know, every once in a while. There's like if you're doing a Royal Rumble of comedy, there's going to be a couple stinkers in there.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
it's a given.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that show was,
Oh, no.
I'm turn your mic off.
You ruined your fucking college dorm.
I know. I even wrecked.
You dropped your two-string guitar.
Two-string guitar. Damn it.
The Royal Rumble was a show Sumac did where...
Zumac or Sumac?
Sumac.
Okay. Yes.
Toglathar.
Yes, he's cool as fuck.
Toglathar. Yeah, he's hilarious. He gave me a place to stay in L.A. for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, he's cool. But he showed up in a referee uniform, and what happened is that you got the light at 4.5 minutes, and if you weren't off the stage by 5, there was an air horn that would go until you got off stage.
That's fine.
But also, if you were bombing, he would give you the air horn anyways.
Yeah, that's
like,
fine.
Even if it was under.
Did people get pissed?
I don't think anyone got it before. Like, everyone came with, like, written joke, like,
and,
you know, nobody wanted to be the one person that got the air horn too early.
He was also pretty, like, nice about it. Like, there's a couple where you're
he's a nice guy. Like,
he's nice, like, with something like that once it's happening, but in the post leading up to it, he's a condescending prick.
I mean, I've only met him a couple of times. I'm sure we're all fucking...
Yeah, he's
I'm cool. sure people think that we're dicks.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. We're working at it so hard.
It's true. Like
you guys are. You guys have a show where you make fun of people.
Yeah.
I apparently like I forget sometimes because you know like we all hang out. And yeah. Shit, and like we fuck with one another and banter. Sometimes I forget that like people don't are sensitive to that.
Yeah.
And I think that like some folks don't take too kindly to
I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I don't care either, but like I just think that it's kind of dumb.
This year has been a real I'm blocking people I used to be friends with that are comics. I've just learned I just don't fucking care. I don't have any patience for anybody anymore.
No.
I don't understand how anyone could take everything to heart.
Exactly. That's what fucking drives me crazy. Like, people you know why? Because everybody's fucking autistic in this fucking industry.
Yeah. I also like a place like Cleveland.
Where I'm going to bite you for saying industry.
I do like that he said industry. I wasn't going to touch on it because I didn't want to make fun of him because I'm trying to be nice right now.
I meant like, you know what I mean? Like in this line of hobby.
Yeah, I like that. In this subculture.
Yes. In this circle jerk.
Yes, yeah, basically.
My favorite part is when everyone – were you ever in a different subculture before this?
Like sports and stuff.
Sports and stuff. Yeah. Like, were you? Like punk or hardcore or anything like that, or like any type of music. Yeah. Because it's all the same. Mm. When you see new people come to shows, everyone's skeptical about it. And then everyone kind of like meets and some people, I don't know. It's the exact same to me. And Cleveland's so fucking small.
That's the thing, man.
When people have like little cliques, I'm like, man, you guys just grow up.
I know.
There's six of us.
Exactly.
If everyone just like, and you don't have to like everyone. I don't like everyone. No one should like everyone.
Yeah.
Then you're fake if you like everyone.
It would be weird if you liked everyone.
If you liked everyone. And then, yeah. I don't know, I think it's fun. Like, there's always a fucking person that we sacrifice to. There's always, I think we all know who we're sacrificing.
Yes, that's true.
And then it's like a ultimate person that everyone's like, fuck that guy. And then that's like the only thing, and that's mean too. But I don't care, fuck it, who cares?
That guy's a prick. Fuck that guy.
Sorry, Mike Dragon.
It used to be Joe Whalen, but then
the new Joe
Whalen. You guys should do a roast battle between Dragon and Whalen.
I don't know about if like he wants to do it
again. Yeah,
I don't.
Dragon?
Yeah.
Either one, I don't think either
one.
Either one
of them. Yes.
Well, no one cares how they feel. Who cares? Just make them do it.
That's a fair point. Joe Whalen and/or Mike Dragon, if you happen to be listening to this, would you like to roast battle one another?
I think it would be good. A, because they're both gonna win out. I feel like they're both gonna do well.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, the thing about that is we've tried to give Joe a chance, and he didn't write anything.
He was just gonna wing it.
Oh yeah, that was when he was still doing comedy though.
Yeah. He's gonna work harder at it now that he's quit.
Maybe he wants to jump back in head first.
I saw him the other day, like about maybe a month ago.
Is he alive?
He's alive. He's doing well.
That's good for him.
He has a lovely girlfriend, and I talked to them for like 5 minutes. And he was walking past like one of the bars, LVT or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I was like, I had to squint because I thought, I was like, that can't be Joe Whalen. And I walked.
Did you have a big beard again?
Oh, yeah. He's like, looks exact. But I was shocked because I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah.
And I talked to him for a while and he's doing well. So good for Joe. I love you, Joe. That's a little bit. I was happy to see you.
Yeah, I'd see him every time I see him. I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? Yeah.
He's
like,
I mean, he's a dink, but like fucking, you know.
I like when he got woke and got into like anarchism for a minute.
Yeah, that's right.
He was like the best anarchist.
Anarchy. What would it be? Something like a Browns. Something in football yesterday where like the player's name was Gay, like his last name.
Yeah.
And I just kept going, Gay Games! And it made me smile.
Throw up.
Okay. For the listener. It doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get another drink. Does anybody need something?
I'm good with my. I'm good with my water. Thank you.
It's true. I was checking his mic to make sure it was on. It was right earlier when I said he just has a soft, faggoty voice.
He can't even... And he's yelling on top of it. I wonder how soft he sounds. He just...
No, well, yeah, the yelling.
He's got that cuck voice.
For the 15th time on this program, we don't discriminate against people's livestock.
No.
No. Do people call you out for discriminating against people?
Probably.
No one calls us about anything negative or otherwise.
At this point, you should just try to get someone to. Just be like, muster up some fucking resentment.
We should, you know what? We should advertise this with the picture of the falling man from 9/11. And just have like an ad hominem attack show.
I heard on the Jim Norton radio show today that they think that guy might be the brother of one of the village people.
Seriously?
In the picture. Yeah, I guess they like narrowed it down to what part of the building you worked in, and that's was crazy. Like a guy from the restaurant, and that matched up with some clothes that he owned, like the colors and
the whole thing. Why is that such a there was a bunch of fucking people that jumped out,
so many people jumped out.
Yeah, but we want to know who this one is,
because there was a good picture of him. That's what I remember because I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, I was a freshman.
And obviously when you're 15 and all of your friends are 15, you can't comprehend tragedy.
Yeah.
So my one friend drew a jetpack on that guy and just and then turned the newspaper upside down, and we all got a good guffaw out of it.
Oh man,
that's hilarious.
I want to do that. I saved the newspaper from the next day. My oldest kid was born exactly a week after 9/11.
Right.
9/18 at like 9 in the morning.
How old were you when you had? Were you 20?
20.
Yeah, because that's a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
I remember. Here's what I distinctly recall. Do you remember Mr. Peters? He was a teacher. He coached the basketball team.
I do. I never had him, but I remember the name Coach Peters.
Like he was like Ned Flanders, like a real holy roller fucking Bible humper. So, swear to Christ, this is real. We didn't know. This is before the phone and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't hear. We go into, it was like second period. We go inside. He starts the class. He's saying, I don't know if any of you guys heard, but apparently somebody flew a plane into the World Trade Centers or the World Trade Center, and also the Pentagon, and also maybe the White House, because, you know, there's a bunch of misinformation. And, like, also maybe the Capitol building. He's like, well, turn to page 18. And
he just went on with the lesson.
Yeah, just fucking, and we didn't, we were all like, what? And, like, he wouldn't let us turn on the TV or anything like that. It's like, you're going to fucking
how do you not,
after fucking saying
how
that?
How do you fucking after I walked into my history teacher's class, Mr. Semenek.
I had him, man. His daughter.
I had class with his daughter in his class.
Oh, really?
Which was the weirdest. She'd be like, Dad, can I go to the bathroom? I was like, that was like the only question she'd ever ask. I remember I walked in and he had the TV on, and I saw one of the planes hit the building. And in my head, not knowing what the fuck? I'm like, I was like, did that guy fucked up? Like, I was just like, because you don't know, because you didn't hear anything. And then I'm like, and then that whole day happened. And then it was nuts. We didn't do anything in school after that. I'm so surprised.
I went home, I think. I think like people were taking home. I don't remember. The thing that I do distinctly remember after that, too, is that like that whole summer we were playing pickup baseball, like at Heritage. Like they had that fucking baseball park thing. And it was weird. Like there was nobody out on the street at all. And like we just went up and played baseball for a little bit, which ended up just us like trying to hit rocks at the school. But like it was weird as fuck because you couldn't hear any planes going, because everything was shut down.
I've heard people talk about that a lot over the years, but I don't notice when there's planes,
I never lived by an airport, so it was never like a thing. I mean, I'd see a plane in the air dropping chemtrails on us, controlling our minds. Besides that, I never fucking... I don't know. It was such a weird thing.
I don't know.
That was the worst part of 9/11 was all the chemicals in those planes.
that was what caused all the disease.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the chemtrails.
Chemtrails can melt steel beams.
Well, it turns out 17 years later that the terrorist won.
Well, yeah. I'm still surprised that as a teacher, to be like, hey, we're being attacked by terrorists.
Yes, I swear to Christ that fucking happened.
We're going to go over exponents today. I didn't teach the day after Trump won. That's how devastating it was for us. Like, I was like, guys, just write journals about how you feel. and then we were all sad the whole day. I cried the day Trump won, so I lied.
That was another 9/11.
So it goes Hiroshima, E.T., Trump. Those are the things that get me emotionally.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
I mean, one is a wrinkly, canned alien, and the other is...
and the other is a lovable character from a children's movie.
Do you guys have you ever written any ill
journals?
No, 9/11 jokes.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think I have.
I had a couple of them. I thought when I first started.
I remember.
I never
something about Tim Tebow when he played for the New York Jets.
I never had, but I finally have an angle on it. It's about 90 degrees.
I don't get it.
It's the angle the planes hit the building.
Oh. That is pretty obscure.
I didn't write any jokes, but I did get into 9/11 conspiracies real hard and my freshman year of college.
I talked about that for a minute, and then it's like,
I lose change when that someone's like, "Yes, see it," and I'm like, "Holy
like when
shit,
YouTube
man!"
Came out first, yeah. Too. Yeah.
I must have, because I'm pretty susceptible to conspiracy theories, or I was in my 20s, but that one never. I never went for that.
It's I mean, like,
I read a book. I went as far as buying someone's book about it and reading the entire thing, and I was like, we are fucking slaves to the system.
Never pursued that one because it was like, what am I gonna do about it
Well, that's what I eventually figured got out. Into. Yeah, I'm like, well, you know, they got away with it, so if I try to stop them, they're going to kill me.
Yeah, I want to be the one guy that's right about 9/11.
Well, but, like, here's the trope. Like, I kind of fucked with that when that first came out and shit. But then
as gay?
What's that? Oh, yeah. But, so, then you start to think that, okay, if this was really a conspiracy, there would have to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people have involved in it.
Yeah.
And the whole like premise of it was that it was faked in order to get into Iraq. Well, okay, you can pull off this elaborate conspiracy theory, but then you couldn't take over a country the size of Texas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like fucking, or, you know what I mean? Like, I just, nobody ever, they go about it like, the 9/11 conspiracy theories go about it as like a defense attorney would go about their client. You know what I mean? Debunking certain points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas it's not like a cohesive narrative. And then also you ignore fucking, you know, 60 years to that point of like intervening in the Middle East and pissing a lot of people off by like fucking killing their family.
I agree.
If you're dumb enough to believe there is a Middle East.
Yeah, I know. Earth's flat. I don't believe them anymore. But Building 7 still weirds me out.
Yeah, they might have burned that down.
That one didn't get hit by a plane, and it just fell. That's the only one there I'm like, I want a clear explanation. So if you're out there,
I think Bush. It's just the gigantic ones next to it.
Yeah, that's what I assume, yeah.
Because those coming down must have caused something very similar to an earthquake.
It might have been some good structural damage to the city.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I never really thought about that. But yeah, I mean, it is
gas
like fucking
lines blowing up underneath.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's obviously like that the government did not do 9/11. But when you're 19, you're like, fuck this shit.
Hell yeah, man.
I was so pissed off Kerry didn't win. I just went into like, why we're not
going
to.
He said fucking Rolling Stone magazine.
It's not like any of those people wouldn't do 9/11.
Oh, that's true.
if it were somewhere else.
It's just not. I don't know.
There's too many white people in those buildings for me to believe the government did it.
It is true, though, that like the Bush administration were the founders of that ideology. Like, they had like Condoleezza Rice, like Colin Powell, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz. All those dudes were in like this think tank before they were in the presidency, and like they abdicated. Like, look, we can turn Iraq into a U.S. ally and use it to like take these people's oil, like around, like use it as a staging base or whatever. So like that is true. They really did. There's like documented evidence of like this very public.
Well, good for them making sure that we have oil.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't. And it's really going work out that well. Yeah.
It's going so well.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So like they did use that as an excuse to fucking do it, but they didn't fucking orchestrate it.
No, they just capitalized on the.
Huh. I'm pretty sure Cheney was the president for the first four years, absolutely. Like just 100%.
Motherfucker choked on a pretzel, okay? Like that dude wouldn't run the fucking country.
The funny part about Bush is that he looks amazing now compared to when the president
of America. He really does. He looks like just a happy child that.
He's a fucking invalid. Like,
through a lot of therapy and the pictures of him hugging Michelle Obama.
Oh, they're so funny. They're so sweet. It's like, you old fucking grandpa who's responsible for a million Iraqi deaths.
Well, and he's painting them now too.
The best is
the dogs he paints.
When that came out, when he was the dogs.
No, now he's got a whole line of where he's. Isn't it like he's painting dead Iraqi people?
He is.
Like that.
What? No, that's not real.
There was a new. Go ahead. What were?
Oh, I was gonna say when that came out, there was a painter in like 2012 or whatever, or something like that. The one picture he painted like just a picture of a watermelon, and so like I superimposed the picture of like his stupid watermelon or whatever. On the picture of Andy Card telling him that that when he was reading that book, My Pet Goat or whatever, it looks like this, and then I put a thought bubble.
He's got one of I think this is Putin.
That looks like a sunken mess.
Actually, that's kind of good.
I mean, it looks like Putin, but it...
I would hang a George W. painting.
I've always wanted to get the picture of Nixon bowling. I think that would be cool to, like, print.
But here, this is, I believe, some, like, random...
Iraqi person? Well, sand. I bet it would fuck with your person. I bet it would fuck with your... psyche if you killed damn near a million people.
He didn't know anything. That's the thing, because he had no idea what was going on.
No, he really was. He was like... And by the way, what fucking boon times it is for him now that fucking Trump is in office.
He was the worst president until this one.
Yeah, everybody's like, George W. Bush, it's fine. No, it's like, I remember, I lived through those times. Yeah. Everybody...
Is that him naked?
It's him naked. He's looking in the mirror, and in the mirror, he sees the ghost of an Iraqi child pointing at him.
That's not real. There's no way that that's fucking real.
I mean, if it's real...
There's no fuck... Yeah, that's somebody photoshopped that. Is somebody doing this? Yeah, somebody photoshopped that. That's the dog that he has painted.
Alright, I fell for it.
Yeah, you did.
I like how someone's going out of their way to fuck up Bush paintings. Like some Democrat from 2002. Yeah.
Okay, these are all like army people that he's painting in this one.
I did remember that, it was like army people. But okay. Sure, that's fine and well, but what about the million Iraqi people?
Behind him are a few some kind of brown people.
They could just be Texan.
This is why we need the projector during the podcast.
I like just looking at someone's phone. I like, he did luck out. He was going to be the worst president.
Absolutely.
For sure, until this one.
He had fucking lower approval ratings than Trump has ever gotten. When he was out of office, he was like a 22% approval rating.
Yeah.
And Trump is consistently like 38, 37.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. That's like fucking what? 30% of 300 million is what? 30 million?
Yeah.
Because I don't, because I think the Trump supporter, it's an entirely different group of people.
That's still 30 that million fucking people.
Hardcore.
Well, in a country defending Bush, 300 million, that's there's still, 30 million people you could be like, oh, those people aren't good.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that's still a lot of fucking people, dude.
It is a lot. How? What's the population of Ohio?
11 million.
Okay, that's three Ohios. Yeah. Three Ohios of just angry racists.
You only need one to win.
Yeah, truly.
Oh, that was nuts. I can't believe, like, to this day, watching that. Because everybody, like, I read the 2 days beforehand in, like, Vanity Fair or somewhere like that, did, like, a sort of, like, an in memoriam, like, article about his campaign, because he was clearly going to lose, you know what I mean? And it was, like, they interviewed him, and he was like, well, they were bandying about him starting a TV network and bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's like nobody in that fuck... They didn't even think they were going to fucking win, man. How do you fuck up that bad?
I think the Russians hacked the voting machine.
Yeah.
They certainly didn't. There's no central... There's no central fucking apparatus that collects votes. You can't hack it. Every state has a different fucking system.
A lot of Russians hacked a bunch of different systems.
They fucked with the election, for sure. But, like, they...
Yeah, but the United States fucks with elections.
That's what I mean.
Regularly.
A, you're exactly right. The United States fucking does that in Russia. They did it in Russia in the 90s. The fucking... They installed Yeltsin.
They're doing it in Venezuela right now.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
What is... Are there any... is there anything the U.S. has done that you would defend where we've interfered in other countries?
No, I don't think so.
That you think is probably a
World War II
better off.
World War II.
Last one. But even there, we were very selfish in the way that we went about it, because we waited a long time.
Sure, for sure.
We sold weapons until we had to.
It was pretty justifiable to stop Nazis, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, other than that, I can't think of anything, right? World War One wasn't a fucking...
People forget, and by people I mean me, that there were other countries besides Germany on the other side of the...
Italy.
Yeah, and Japan. Japan.
I mean, the Nazis are kind of like a big... They're the Bret Michaels of the Axis powers poison.
How different would the world be if Japan had better uniforms?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you know. They wore sharp dressers, the Nazis.
But I read this book. I don't know if they talked about it in this book. It was called Godzilla on My Mind. It was this Japanese-American guy who loved Godzilla, and it was just about, the impact Godzilla had on Japanese culture. And then he would, talk about it, and he was at this school, and he was like, why do you think Americans like Godzilla? And this little kid was like, these Japanese people die. and that was the end of the book is it's still racism and stuff. I also heard that American soldiers that fought in Japan didn't think killing a Japanese guy was as noble as killing a German guy. That's how racist the world was back then.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Which is just nuts.
Well, I mean,
was just the busy work.
It was because they weren't as big in stature or something guys were it wasn't as great as killing a
think
a
about
German.
It that's the last war that any American has ever killed a white person.
Germans.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think.
I'm
still trying to think about something that the United States has gotten involved in.
That's why they wanted to fucking
About Kosovo when they bombed, but
that was Clinton, right?
It was Clinton, but I forgot. There was a genocide, but I don't know who they were stopping or what.
Oh, that was.
But I was a little kid. I remember seeing it on TV.
I saw Black Hawk Down.
I guess one of those guys was a pedophile, and they just wrote that out of the movie.
Oh, really? America.
Nobody's gonna make a war/pedophile movie. To be fair.
That's true.
Except that guy that made Powder.
Actually, the second half of Full Metal Jacket.
Save Private Ryan and then fuck him.
I never
also,
knew
he's
about...
12. That's the Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, man. I lost what I was going to fucking say. Oh, about Kosovo. Right. So, fucking... there was a... This was in the 90s, so it was like the late 90s. The government policy of Serbia was to rape Albanians out of existence. So, like, they would fucking... Like, they were Muslims, and then they're, like, Orthodox.
I saw some cuckold porn this week based on that premise.
I would imagine. It's not... But they would have, like, these internment... And, like, listen, I don't know... This is a college class that I took that, like, I read a bunch of shit about it. So I think it's pretty well documented. But, like, their official fucking policy is they had these camps, these internment camps or whatever, and they would round up all of these Albanian people, and then they would, like, put a gun to the dad's head and then, like, say, you have to rape your daughter or else I'm going to fucking shoot your wife. And, like, sadistic fucking shit. And that was in the 90s, man. It ain't like it was fucking...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so they bombed all
that. At the same
shit.
Time, it smells like Teen Spirit is topping the charts.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, so that was a very brutal war. But I think it was... There were atrocities on both sides. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was just
trying to rack my brain for something the United States did that wasn't terrible in the past... Since World War II.
I can't. I'm drawing.
There really was the last great generation.
Yeah.
Maybe they are right.
I don't know. I think we need to all be way madder at everyone older than us.
Absolutely.
I don't know why we don't. I don't know how everyone gets a pass that's old now. It's like, fuck you, man. You took all of the money, made these shitty laws, and did.
Yeah. And it
caused so much strife.
I think this really is the first time, at least in our, like, modern history, if that's a thing, where the newer, like, younger people are way smarter than the generate, like, because that used to be the thing, right? The wisdom with age kind of thing, but that, like, doesn't apply here anymore.
Yeah. Technology kind of, ruined that, I think. I think there's, like, wisdom into, like, just being a person, like, dealing with people you don't like, maybe. Like, you kind of learn to deal with that with age.
Yeah.
But besides that, no.
I mean, among reasonable people.
Yeah, maybe.
Sure, but I know way too many old people that spell our, A-R-E.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know.
Goddamn Claude.
Claude.
I've got a really racist uncle who I've thought, this guy left Ohio, like, 8 years ago, with a blood clot in his leg, and we all thought he was going to die. He went to move back to Georgia. This fucking guy is still alive. Already, like, when he was leaving, was like, well, Ronnie, it was nice knowing you. He's still alive 10 years later. I just blocked him on Facebook. I wish you would have gone before the Trump administration.
He, like, survived this blood clot and still never learned to be a good person.
Yeah.
10 years.
He won't die, and now I know that he's an asshole.
There's, luckily, like, none of my family members that are immediate were into Trump at all.
Yeah,
like, no one in my family, it's never really caused any strife.
My uncle,
friends of the family are. It's weird. Yeah.
I think...
I've had all my extended family remove me from their Facebook.
Yeah, but you look for a fucking...
Always looking for a fight.
Yeah.
Well,
never back down.
Motherfucker. Like, you don't have to fucking post 9,000 fucking things a day, you little
You don't
queer.
Have to follow it, idiot.
Yeah, you can't unfollow. Yeah. I don't think I've ever blocked anyone on anything
ever. I've never blocked anybody. Dan Gilbert blocked me. That's my biggest block.
That's a big block.
Mm. I'm trying to think of anybody. Oh, Trevor Bauer also blocked me.
Trevor Bauer. I would like to get blocked by... I'm sure someone's blocked me, but I don't know if they have. I don't really do much on the internet.
A bunch of those dumb cunts that, like,
That's a good start to any sentence. To any point.
I'll fucking openly say it. Bunch of those fucking dumb cunts that went through the whole fucking, you know, the controversy.
Yeah. No, okay, I got unfriended during that just by knowing someone in that controversy.
Yeah, I know. Like, I didn't even do anything, and they're fucking unfriending me. What the fuck?
Got that and did that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, but I mean...
I do that all the... Like, once a day, I unfriend somebody.
I don't pay attention enough.
I like the Facebook algorithm works enough to me where, like, I forget that people are horrible because I never click on their shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And every once in a while, for whatever reason, somebody will pop up that I haven't thought about for a long time.
Yeah, for sure. It happened to this one kid I knew in high school. He's a hero now because he's in the Navy, and he posted a thing about when Trump did the transgender ban in the military. He was like so pumped. He's like, now we can get back to doing what we need to protect in this country. And,
what
like,
were they doing while the transgender people were there? They all just stopped and stared.
By the way, how many fucking transgender people are in the military?
If I were a transgender person, I would.
Exactly.
Fucking, and that's if you want to talk about someone who deserves anything they want, it's a transgender person who's like, I'll fight for this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the whole reason that he fucking did was they had Chelsea Manning. Honestly, that's the only reason. He saw articles because he Googles himself fucking 12 times a day, and he saw articles when she was getting interviewed about Chelsea Manning, like when she first got out of fucking prison.
Yeah.
Did a bunch of shit. And that's literally the only reason why I did it.
That's crazy.
Well, he was also friendly with Caitlyn
Jenner. Yeah, I just saw.
But Caitlyn Jenner, I remember seeing an interview.
She denounced him, I think.
Oh, finally?
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner did not agree with gay marriage.
Yeah.
Do you see that? I only saw that clip on Ellen.
Yeah.
Caitlyn,
that's where I get my political.
The depiction of Caitlyn Jenner in Love It last season of South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was the best.
She's running over funny.
Yeah. Buckle up, buckaroo.
Caitlyn Jenner was the guest on last week's Norm MacDonald podcast, and I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, I wonder if that would be interesting.
Sam LaTourette told me, he's like, I don't know if I can listen to this just because like it might be uncomfortable. You know? He said it was fucking hilarious, so
yeah.
I gotta check that out. Love Norm MacDonald.
Why does Sam hate transgender people?
Yeah, that's what I got from context.
Yeah.
No, but like... Norm.
He doesn't like transgender people having a platform.
Yeah, he was raised Republican.
He's a little. Well, that is true. He was raised Republican, wasn't he? Norm MacDonald is not. It has a very old school mentality.
Oh, you're telling me Norm MacDonald hasn't evolved?
Yes, a little bit.
Culturally?
Yes. His, he of the the crack whore quip.
Does he still talk about crack whores?
Yeah, I think so.
That's amazing.
Oh, as a point of reference, or was there a specific thing that he...
No. Listen, I'm not going to shit on Norm MacDonald, dude. Like, Norm MacDonald's fucking great, but... like,
I liked the Norm show when I was a kid.
Yeah, the Norm show was great. I'm just saying, like, he's not exactly woke.
Yeah.
He's still a good comic.
Well, like,
Nick DiPaolo is a fucking asshole, but, like, Nick DiPaolo's an objectively good comic.
Yeah.
I mean, you could like someone and not like what they like politically still. Yeah. I think that's... But sometimes...
I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
I think I'm guilty of it, too.
It gets hard.
It gets hard. Like, there are definitely things I've stopped liking because I'm like, oh, that person's such an asshole. But,
yeah.
I mean, like, I still think I like the movie Annie Hall still. I don't know what he did or didn't do, but I mean, it's like, it's hard.
I can tell you what that kind of thing,
like, when it goes into, like, filmmakers or art in general, I don't connect it at all.
Well, I was fucking bitching to you about the Jezebel thing, about Stephen King. Like, I was telling him about that earlier. Yeah. About fucking... So
this book
there's a child
40 years ago was problematic.
I believe your response to me when I said that was I read that when I was a kid. It made me rock hard.
Yeah, it was great reading.
I remember like
she fucked them all. I looked around my class like any of you bitches want to go on to clown?
I remember like several Stephen King books. I read them in like middle school mostly, but like there's some like sexual parts in it.
Yeah, where it's like, people yeah. fucking.
But it's
books.
Like it's fiction. Yeah, it's because you can't fucking police what people. But Stephen King isn't a fucking pedophile.
But also it's one Stephen King book. I'm pretty sure not every like there's not a child orgy in every Stephen King novel.
Yeah, if there was a trend of like
it's like oh he wrote a lot of fucking kids fucking in his books.
Every time I turn around he's writing another chapter about kids fucking.
And like I didn't read the book, but like I assume that it's a weird plot device, which maybe it might be ham fisted, right? But like
it's you not can't fucking you, police it's towards the end of the book, and when you read, I think it's like 2,500 page book.
Yeah, it's giant.
So when you read the first 2,000 pages, it's fine. Like it doesn't throw you out of the book or anything. Mm. It flows in a logic and everything, a kid's logic. But
well, that's the thing. I mean, like he's listen. I don't know. I'm not defending anything. I'm just saying that, like, as soon as you start fucking policing what you can...
I think
like,
we should ban books.
It's yeah, exactly. always like, sex, fuck? Too, because a clown pulls a kid through a sewer grate in that same book, and nobody wrote a blog about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That Stephen King is a child murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, for sure.
And it's also kids having sex with kids.
Right.
Like, I'm not...
Which is way hotter.
I mean, when I want to come right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if it... Like, and even then, you... Like, there's... I read... Did you ever read the book... I had to take this women's writers class, and I read the book The Liars Club. You ever read that book? It's a, mm-hmm. It's a really good thing, but in the book, she talks about being raped.
That's, yeah.
And, like, it's hard to read, but... Mm. It, like, gives you a perspective about rape. I'm not saying Stephen King. I'm not equating Stephen King with sure, a memoir. Sure, sure. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. That to me is mind-blowing. And it's just, but the thing is, it's just one person writing one article for $150.
No, you're right. You're right.
And also, you're...
But it resonates, though. You know what I mean?
It resonates in that, like, how much you let it... This is the only thing I think is, like, I could ignore so much... Yeah. Like, I've never understood the Westboro Baptist Church when people are like, we gotta go fucking pro. Just ignore them. If you ignore them, they'd stop going out.
Yeah.
That kind of, like, with the... Listen, I don't want to put...
I'm not trying to equate Jezebel with the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, I am. Fuck Jezebel.
Dude, they're just as bad at what they're doing.
I'm not saying that the issues with, like, neo-Nazism in this country are deep-seated and bad.
Yeah.
But... Like you said, kind of at the same time, like, there probably isn't...
If no one showed up at the park to argue with them, they would have just came and went.
That's true. But the problem with that, though, is that there isn't a deep-seated history in the United States of the Westboro Baptist Church being, like...
No, they're just nuts.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not like it's like not, a specific it's not church that, like,
yeah, exactly.
dragged gay people by trucks. That was a, you know...
Do you know
what'd you do?
What's his name?
I don't know.
Fucking the guy who's dead that started the Westboro Baptist Church.
Fred Phelps?
He was a huge civil rights lawyer.
Was he really?
Yeah. Like early in his life, like he would wherever he was.
Wait, you unplugged Mike's fucking mic.
This.
No, that.
Oh, okay.
Wherever he was, he would be like one of the only guys that would take cases for black people. And I don't know what happened later.
Really?
Yeah, it's real weird. I read it on some fucking website, and there was an article about that.
Shit.
Yeah, he would take cases that other lawyers wouldn't take because he would have to defend black people or do something like that. So he was like this, like he was like a known guy that would like people in the black community would go to in this shit town.
If they were religious blacks, they probably agreed on a lot of stuff.
That's true.
Well, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah. I don't know.
Listen, by the way, don't write me any more fucking messages.
Hey, guys, write Jesus Ryan Christ. Messages.
It happened once.
Give okay. Ryan all the messages of what you think of him.
Listen, I can't
God
correct.
Hates Ryan.
He does, based on my privilege of being white in this country. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
I think there is room to be homophobic but not be racist. I think
like it's kind of earned. It's like a fucking. It's like, all right, you're allowed, I guess.
Wait, what's going on now?
I don't know if I'm saying that they're allowed or it's.
No, it's not allowable, great, but I can fucking see the point. It's like,
I look at homophobia as strictly a religious thing. Like if mostly like that.
No. Oh, I thought you were talking about homophobia within the black community.
Yeah, I mean. No, I was talking about like Fred Phelps defending black people. Yeah, I don't.
I'm just gonna walk away
from that whole thing.
Yeah.
I know. Let's ask John Bruton.
No,
let's get a 6-hour diatribe on how they should hide like Jews.
I don't know. There's so many things. There's so many things you can complain about. I don't know. I feel like Stephen King. If we're going back to Stephen King. I feel it's funny that you're going to complain to Stephen King, a guy who almost died by being run over. I don't think he even really writes much anymore. I think he has a regular article in Entertainment Weekly. So that's what you're fighting against.
Man.
A 30-year-old book.
He's a fucking Boston Red Sox fan, though.
So. His kid writes?
Yeah. I figured he doesn't go by King. He goes by something else. I can't remember.
Does he go by Stephen King's pseudonym that he had for...
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome. He just took that last name. I forgot what's his name.
Bachman.
He wrote The Running Man. Do you know The Running Man?
Oh, yeah, really?
Short story. Yeah.
Richard Bachman was the other...
He's fucking responsible for about 15% of every movie that's ever come out. Stephen King. Even ones that... grossly exaggerated that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. Like,
there's a lot of movies.
I'm just saying, like, he wrote the story for dozens of movies that you would never fucking think of.
The Stand terrified me as a kid because that was
Tom Cruise?
No.
What?
That's
the
Stand, Firm.
Yes.
Yeah, I just can't take fucking.
I have The Stand.
Dirty
Stand.
Lawyers.
No, it's propping up my window.
Oh, yeah.
But fucking yeah, The Stand was fucking great. I read it.
I never read it. The movie terrified me because when I believed in God, I was terrified that that shit was like real.
Randall, what's his name? Randall Cobb.
So yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the devil guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also believed in God till about 20.
Yeah.
21, and I would have nightmares of like the sky being red and Jesus flying around taking people and
yeah.
The movie.
There was one dream I had. I don't remember how it happened. It was just Jesus dragging me by the foot through a field with this attitude of like, come on, faggot. just this bad attitude, Jesus dragging me through a field.
Aviator sunglasses. Bad attitude, Jesus.
Yeah. My friends are super religious, and they had a picture. It was like a painted picture of Jesus helping a kid swing a baseball bat. It was one of the, and I wanted to steal it so bad. I don't know where that picture is right now.
The movie, The Stand. I remember that. Coming out too when I was a kid. It was like a mini series, right?
Yeah, it was it was like 6 hours.
Yeah.
It's like 4 VHSs.
Yeah.
What was the dude? He was Dauber from the show Coach.
Yeah, he was.
M O O O M O O N spells moon.
You know, that guy was.
That was everything.
That guy was also a white power guy in Oz.
Was he really?
Yeah, Dauber was a white power guard in Oz, and he gets murdered by Tobias' fingernails.
I always thought that it was fucking great that he played a retard in that film because of his haircut.
It was just
natural.
Before he was even cast.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, we need somebody haircut. That looks like Pete Rose. Or something.
Do you think he had to fight Randy Quaid, and then Randy Quaid won out for Kingpin? Just because he was like, well, he has the haircut.
Where was Rob Lowe in his career in relation to the porno that came out?
I think
that was
after the porno. I think that was comeback. They were like, you could do this TV movie.
Yeah, but you're going to be a mute.
You're going to be a mute.
Who
and
else
the
is in that?
There's a lot of people.
Gary Sinise is in it too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And,
it was a big thing.
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald's in it. She has a baby. I remember she has a baby.
Was it on TV?
It was on TV.
It was on TV.
It was on TV, but they made a VHS. Like that. Because Stephen King used to always get like TV movies, like The Langoliers.
For, oh,
like,
dude, that's the worst movie I've ever seen.
Doesn't it have meatballs that eat people?
That's so
bad. I just remember the guy that would like tear paper.
Not people.
Oh, they hate time.
Oh, it's so bad. The fucking like graphics and shit in it from like 1993.
Yeah, a bunch of those Stephen King movies were like four-night events on TV, with commercials and all that shit.
No, The Stand was fucking great. From what I remember, I'm sure it's garbage now if we went back.
The first 15 minutes of it as a kid, religious kid, is
fucking terrifying.
Yeah, because it's also plausible.
Like, yeah, it's a fucking virus.
Getting out of, you know, some facility. Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing. It was because I was always afraid, like, I was afraid of the world ending because it was religious. I was afraid of just the world ending because that's all I remember hearing about how the world's going to end constantly. Because it was before year 2000, which was a thing that everyone was freaking out about.
I had relatives growing up that I would always check in on to make sure the rapture hadn't happened. And I would be like, well, if my aunt is still here, that shit hasn't happened yet.
That's funny that you were religious. I didn't really know that.
I mean, I was took there and I believed it, but I don't know. It wasn't like that strict of a thing. It was just kind of,
it's really
a background thing.
I can't remember when I stopped believing in God, but it wasn't like super... It was like early.
Is it Catholic?
I was Catholic as well. I got confirmed. Did you get confirmed?
Yeah, I did get confirmed.
They were like, it's your choice now. I was like, I don't want to go.
So it was like eighth grade
or
something.
I was baptized.
Like that. Or no, I take that back. It was like fucking freshman year or something.
Yeah, they like made it later. I remember it was either my freshman or sophomore year.
I remember we had to go to like the thing on like Sundays.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Did you go to, what the fuck is that place called?
The place off
Holy Martyrs?
Yeah. And like it was like the only reason why that I was like kind of wanted to go ever because this one girl that was in like my fucking English class was like
Catholic girls.
Oh, she was so hot. Do you remember
fucking dirty horse?
Just not giving proper sex ed.
I don't remember. But anyways, so I was like, oh, I get to interact with her because she's in...
Yeah, in her little uniform and shit.
No, it wasn't like a uniform or anything. It was just like a fucking, like, Sundays they met for, like, a Sunday.
You get bagels and talk about God for an hour.
The only thing that I can remember about that is it was right around the time the Iraq War started.
Yeah.
And, like, they were talking about, is it moral if... it's not like the government is carpet bombing these people and maybe these evildoers need to fucking... It was a very pro-Iraq war thing, which in retrospect...
In church?
Like, yeah. It's like, why the fuck are you talking about this? But, I just don't... Like, I got confirmed and then I was like, I don't believe in this. Like, I never fucking wanted to. And my parents were like, fucking fine.
Yeah.
Give a shit.
I believed in it for like the bad things. I believed in it for hell and stuff. I was like, oh, I'm going to be judged.
I remember asking.
Harshly.
Remember, what was it? Father Bob?
Something like that, yeah.
Both of those guys had to be pederasts, right?
I don't know. Every priest I interacted with.
Pederast.
Well, is statistically, yeah. Like, all the ones I interacted with, I never was Catholic school. We were cry room Catholics.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, where they had the room where just kids went nuts and they just sectioned it off so it was silent and they had it like at speakers where you could hear the priest. They just didn't want church to be ruined for everyone else.
I remember
we were going there with my little brother and he would just scream the entire time. So that was my church experience, just children crying.
Did you ever do confession?
I did confession. It was weird. I'd always just lie. I'd lie at confession. I'm like, I did bad stuff.
Clearly, we both know I'm a 14-year-old boy. My biggest sin is masturbating, and I think it's kind of weird for you.
Tell me how you masturbate.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do you masturbate?
It's
hey, buddy.
Weird, man.
I never thought of that. Someone going into confession, like, man, I killed like six dudes this week. It was badass. I'm real sorry about that shit.
I fucked up this dude real bad, but he's a bitch. Hail Mary, right?
I don't know. But anyways, what was I talking about before that? Father John. Oh, yeah. So, like, one of those classes that we had to ask him something.
Yeah.
It was, like, a group setting. And, like, we were ask any question that you want to fucking ask. And I like raised my hand and I was like, so if God like always existed, like who was there before God? And he's like, well, God always was. I was like, well, that's a fucking bullshit. Like,
yeah.
You know, you know,
something had
answer.
To happen before that.
I remember a kid specifically asking a priest that as well. And the kid goes, that doesn't make sense. Everything comes from somewhere. And the priest was like, no, God's always been there. He's like, no.
Yeah.
It was like in second grade. This kid was trying to fucking argue. This kid was more logical than that priest.
That's why I don't understand why anybody is fucking religious. Like, I'm not saying that I'm like fucking an atheist. Because I'm not necessarily an atheist.
Can't figure
I'm,
it out.
I'm pretty agnostic.
I'm a lazy atheist.
Yeah, exactly.
Just say atheist, Ryan. It doesn't mean that you're fucking
doesn't mean you're bad. But
No. I don't. I honestly don't. I don't not believe that there isn't like this higher power. Like, I think they're kind of like the way that the universe breaks down to like fractally. You know what I mean? Like how
but,
atoms
I mean, but
seem
that is
like,
it. If there is something, it's it's a multiverse.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I mean. It is. Yeah. It's a multiverse. It's like fucking.
It's just nothing but chaos.
Yeah. So I think that there might. I don't know, man. Like, I'm not like a fucking Bill Maher fucking...
Yeah, but you could be an atheist and not Bill Maher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to be what you hate.
Like, I remember when, like, I don't want to get back to politics, because I have a story about Breakfast Club that pissed me off forever. Yeah, well, I'll just tell that first. But I remember there was... They, like, fucking brought this... Cyborgin who had so many health problems that he had to type into a computer and he was just like and this guy was just such a like it was like pitiful looking at him because he like had like a face that didn't move and his wife came in with him.
Was she hot?
No, they were both old. I don't know what this guy had, but it was like you know he'd like Stephen Hawking type shit but like without the genius, so it was even worse. So this guy, and they brought him in there, and like they couldn't get his fucking speaker to work for a while. So we're all just staring at this fucking guy, and his wife is talking about how God always looks out for you, which is clearly not the case. and then they get a speaker to work, and
it's not even that God didn't look out for him. God went out of his way to fuck this guy over.
Yeah, God,
he put in extra effort,
God,
to make it not good.
That's the thing is, like, if you believe in God, you believe that was a part of God's plan, and then that plan was to come talk to ambivalent teenagers about how God is great when you can't. Blink. Like, I don't know. So, and then they get his speaker to work. And fucking, I just remember they were talking.
He was trying to type eye drops the whole time. That's all he wanted to tell anyone.
He was just trying to type, like, oh my God.
Kill me.
Just cover me. Put a bagel in my mouth and roll me out.
Probably just the wife was. Like, oh, translating his, like, preachy stuff.
But that was the thing is, it's just, like, they were trying to, like, talk about how God did all this shit. I'm like, he clearly didn't. because it was like, oh, you know, because when this happened to my husband, and then football players would come in and help, like, take care of him. I'm like, that's people being nice. That has nothing to fucking do with God. And I was just, like, actively getting angry. And then everyone, like, I look over and all these fucking mouth breathers are like, this guy's great. I'm like, he's objectively not great. And, like, everything about this is, like, if God was so great, they wouldn't need it to be peddled by the saddest couple on earth. I don't know. It fucking pissed me off so bad.
Yeah, Breakfast Club was fucking weird, man. Did the like normal Catholic church do that, or is that?
I don't know if that was just in Medina, because I remember Brian Batchman's parents were heavily involved with that.
Oh yeah.
And then it was
his sister, Erin
Batchman. Erin, yeah, she's like super nice. And I just say that because of personal reasons, but like, there was just I remember getting mad because I didn't like a lot of people there, and I remember like it would just be like all the kids you hated in high school were Catholic that were there. Sure. We were just all shoved in there. Did you go on that weekend retreat where you just prayed all weekend?
I
where he was like in the woods.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I got diarrhea real bad. I got diarrhea real bad on that trip. I was like, fuck this. I clearly am not wanted.
I just remember like going to that and just like all the religious thing was secondary to me because it was just fun that we were with girls that are sick. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that was cool, except if you have diarrhea and fart a bunch and are just sick, and there's the girl you like sitting in there smelling your diarrhea farts.
But that's what I mean. I think that's why it's so funny that like we fucking have this memory. It's like, oh yeah, all I was thinking about that whole time, like when we were ostensibly trying to learn Catholicism, was like fucking this girl.
Yeah, 100%. Which is truly Catholic.
Yeah, exactly.
Our church in Georgia, I was in church once, because we would get picked up by a van. It would go around and pick everyone up. We lived on the top of the mountain.
Damn.
Like it was like a mountain community. Yes, whatever. It was like one store. The neighbors were all like a half mile away from each other. But there was a church van that would pick up all the kids who had parents that didn't want to come to church. And we went, and I remember one week at the end of it, Mr. Christian, the preacher.
Mr. Christian?
Yeah. He would just stand there with a book that only said Bible on the front.
Like something out of fucking True Detective, right?
Yeah, because someone fired the writer. Labeled everything. My whole youth just comes in a white box with black letters on it. But he started talking about this unfortunate family in the community and how they'd all gathered some groceries. And they were going to be delivering those as they dropped the kids off. And I remember getting to our house, and then everyone started bringing groceries out of the car. I was like, that's okay. All of this makes more sense now.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Yeah, religion is fucking stupid.
I like, if you ever gone to a church that's not your denomination?
Yes.
It's real weird.
Yeah.
Like, because when you're, like, Catholicism's weird, but I grew up with it, so it's like,
right.
I'm like, I know that weird. I went to a born-again Christian place, and that shit is nuts.
Oh, yeah.
They just say Christian.
We were Baptists.
Here's an
Southern Baptist.
Oh, that's different.
We weren't, despite being Italian, I believe, I don't remember, because I was young. But I think my dad grew up Italian, then, like, his dad died.
Converted to Irish.
Yeah. Like Presbyterian or something like that. But then, like, they converted.
And then the Moors.
Yeah. We didn't give a fuck. We never went to church or whatever. I remember being young. And then we, like, converted to Catholicism, like in fifth grade or something like that, and it's like, I don't know what you're doing that you converted.
Especially in that time.
Exactly. So
he was trying to get you molested.
This kid needs to toughen up.
I mean, it was just weird that like we went through like when nobody gave a shit, and now like they're fucking, they don't give a fuck. I can't tell you the last time that my family has been in a church. You know what I mean? So I just think it's fucking...
Yeah.
It was a weird, like, way to get religion. And then, like, as minute... Like, after I got confirmed, I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I was like, all right, well, then why did you put me through that for, like, the last 4 years?
I got baptized, like, dunked in the... There was, like, the thing behind the pulpit that had, like, it was like a tub, but the front of it was clear, so they would...
Oh, wow.
You could see...
Sure.
Yeah. That was the first time I saw another person's dick in real life. Everyone changing afterwards.
And then you feel like you did when you read that scene.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen enough.
I gotta pee. How longer are we doing?
We're good. We're good. We can plug things.
All right, cool. Well, fucking, this was a fun time, man.
I had fun. Hopefully, it wasn't boring.
No, it was fucking great. We had a great fucking... In our new studio.
I know, it's nice.
Yeah, we should. Let's talk about that for an hour and a half.
We set up a card table in my spare room.
Yeah. I told Ryan we need a nice table to set up on, and he got us a card table. I was picturing like something oak, like men talk here.
But you don't understand. I wouldn't have been able to physically haul it into my house. Like, this is...
Would have been tough.
Yeah. Plus, we can move this whenever we fucking want to.
Also a good point.
Yeah.
I'm thinking ahead.
I think if you ever get someone who complains to you, you should invite them on the show and have them air their grievances.
No, we can do that. Yes. Yeah. So send your complaints to...
I was thinking about guests we could have, but I don't know who you want to have, like, because we record in your home.
Oh, yeah, I know. We have to filter a little bit. I don't want...
Like, I mean, if it's going to be funny, you could do it in my place. I don't give a shit.
We are mobile now, I guess.
You do got this...
The fucking trunk and everything.
We can pick the table up.
It is very light.
Yeah, I don't know. We have our next two guests.
When I finally get pissed off.
We have our next two guests booked, right? So, like...
Who's coming up next?
I think it's either... I don't know what succession, but it's Jimmy and Bill are the next.
Those would be good
what
guess.
What succession? Are they separating from the United States?
Succession. What did I say?
I don't know what order they're going to be in.
I don't know what order they're going to be in, but yeah, those are our next two guests.
Those would be good guests.
Yeah,
Jim Jam, little Jim Jam.
Old Jim Jam Graham, and, flying high.
And Billy Squires, the musician.
I'm excited to have Jimmy on because we might get more complaints from the one John got on.
Oh, yeah. We'll be...
You could definitely
point
him in the right direction. Listen,
any pub is good pub for us as far as we're concerned, right?
Yeah. Well, let's get Jimmy in here and then get labeled rapist somehow. Rape. At the very least, rape apologist.
Yeah.
That'll be a good time.
October 7th, the next round of roast battles, CD release party for Andy Barr.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fucking lit. He's
recorded.
He's gonna be fucking doing comedy, right?
Yeah.
Did you already ask him?
I did.
Okay. I wasn't gonna mention it because I didn't wanna.
Yeah, I'll do comedy. It's gonna be fun.
Cool. It'll be lit, fam.
Yeah. And the main event, Kyle on Horse and Tabitha Jones. At Party All the Rhine.
Yep.
On the Twitter.
You have a Twitter, right?
Yeah, I think it's just Mike Strang, but I hardly use it because I'm bad at it.
Yeah.
Come to the Sunday Night Shit Show the first Sunday of every month.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun, I guess.
And class.
They have soup now, and now that's class, so you come here and enjoy some nice ramen. I think it's good. It is legit good. I like the vegan soup. Yeah, the vegan soup's really good.
I've never had food.
The dude, I think his name is John. I might be mistaken, but he makes the vegan like cheesesteak and the vegan like jackfruit, like pulled pork, but they're both really good. He makes them and then brings them, and then they have like he just warms them up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the food's good and it's cheap.
I like that bar is great.
It's an interesting mic. I enjoy it.
You get it.
I like watching the newer people go up and get really disappointed when they bomb.
Yeah.
The whole idea is you fucking figure out how to get these people that hate your guts to pay attention to you and make them laugh.
Or
not even hate your guts. They're mostly indifferent.
Yeah.
And you're interrupting their conversation.
Yeah, you're really just being the heckler in that situation.
You're imposing on them.
Yeah.
I remember about like maybe 3-4 years ago.
If it's been going on that long. Wow, that's sad.
Fucking what's his name? He's like a real, he's a legit comic.
George.
It's been,
John.
No.
Joe.
Oh, that like guy that did hilarities?
It's Jimmy Schubert. Jimmy Schubert.
Oh, okay.
You know who Jimmy Schubert is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like he came.
It was a full bar that night.
Oh yeah, it was packed. And he like came with a couple of people, I think like Mike Ivey and whoever was featuring for him.
There was a couple of people there, yeah.
But he like also was like, listen, no, this isn't libelous, but he might have been fucking fucked up a little bit and came in with like some gal of a different, I don't know. She was a...
Race?
No, no, no. Profession. Oh, yeah. No.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It was cool. And it was fine.
Is this pertinent?
Yeah, yeah. So remember Chris... Some
Helmsworth?
No. Some comic. I don't even remember what his name is. But his whole bit was that, like, he did this... He put shaving cream
on. Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And he, like, fucking, like, did this thing. And, like, he had just started doing comedy. And, like, Jimmy Schubert saw him and, like, went up after him or whatever. And, like, fucking skull-fucked him for, like... 15 minutes.
Good.
And everybody like he like left in shame. I don't think he ever did comedy again after
Good.
That. It was, you know, it was wonderful.
More of that.
I agree.
It was funny. He was he was really funny. He just came up and someone said something and he made fun of that person immediately and everyone just shut up. It was, and then just everyone was laughing. You could you could do well there. That's like, I mean, it's just, it's whatever. Like, people take, I don't know, because every open mic's the same. At least this one has a crackhead or two. Or, like, not even like a crackhead, or just has someone that is like fucking way too drunk to be outside. Sure. You know?
Well, the point of an open mic is to fucking practice different parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And getting an unruly crowd to pay attention to you is one of those.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, if people, it's one Sunday a month. I'm trying to defend it because I...
You don't have to defend it?
I don't think I have to defend it, but I definitely, like, people are like, that's weird, that place is gross. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking gross.
It's gross, but it's a punk bar. What do you fucking want?
Yeah, I mean, they have, you know what I mean? Like, it's
fucking...
Yeah, that's. But I agree. It's meant to try to do a different crowd. Because if you go to every open mic where everyone is your friend and everyone says you did a good job,
exactly.
You're not going to... I'm not saying you're going to learn anything anywhere, but at least this one, it'll be different. And you might see a fight. I don't know.
Iron sharpens iron, motherfucker.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah. Running with ankle weights.
That's right. It's about running with ankle weights of open mic comedy.
It might be just the driving with ankle weights of open mic comedy.
All right. I think we did plugs and stuff. Email the show at adhomattackshow@gmail.com and follow me at Cuck Army.
Yes. He's trying to book gigs and shit. It's like Cuck Army.
Yeah. I gotta make one with my name, but the one with my name is gonna be like the decoy from my real one. I've got two. I don't want to get into it. My ex-wife's husband sent me he made a brand new, because I've blocked him already. He made a new Facebook profile and sent me a message, and I blocked him already.
What's his fake name?
No, his real name's,
What's his first name?
Evan.
Evan, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if a fella named Evan approaches you on social media... asking questions about me, tell him to go fuck himself.
Is it going to be really or give him to our one fan named Evan?
Or tell him whatever you want. Just make up stuff because they'll believe anything.
That's lovely.
Yeah. They also enjoy them some Donald Trump.
I've heard...
My kid was in the store with this idiot and a Muslim was in front of them and he started cussing him out and telling him how Trump's gonna be president and yeah,
that's disgusting.
Yep. Well,
can't think of a better way to end the podcast.
Submit really this audio to Lake County Domestic Court at your leisure. that'll do, pigs.
Thanks, this was fun.
Bye. Yeah, that was fun.
That was good.